This book came about because of two sort of different circumstances. One was that I was just finishing a book about Monterey Bay and how it's come back to life over the last 80 years or so. And there was an offer on the table to do a book about the life of the sea, and I just didn't have time to pick that up. I also thought it was really time to try something new, some new combination of skills. I needed a really good novelist to help me with this new project, somebody who could add color and verve and vision and style and characters. And I knew a novelist, it was my son.
And our general process was that I would write the first draft, sort of figure out with this information and the various critters we'd chosen, I would write the first draft, get all the stories, all the color in there that I possibly could, and then throw it to him for a healthy injection of hard science.
The ocean's extreme, you know, and so living in it requires some pretty extreme features. Even when we look out in the ocean and it seems kind of calm and nice and lovely, like right here in Long Beach. It can be cold. The waves can be really, really intense. Then it is deep really quickly. So every corner of the ocean is actually a difficult place to live. And to live in the extreme corners of the ocean requires some pretty extreme features.
It's amazing how much these small creatures, microbes, matter to the entire livelihood of the ocean. A single liter of water contains millions and millions and millions of microbes. There are more microbes in the oceans than there are stars in the universe, which is a figure with an ungodly number of zeros after it. And all those things matter. They can't not matter. And so a huge amount of the ocean is enabled. A huge amount of the things that we see only exist because they're supported by this incredible microbial understructure lying beneath them.
You know, of all even though the life in the sea is really extreme and it fills all the corners, and it's exuberant and everywhere. It still is facing huge challenges everywhere because we've gotten pretty good at affecting the ocean and every square inch of the ocean everywhere on the planet. And pollution is everywhere. Overfishing is everywhere in the ocean. Habitat destruction along all the coastlines, no matter where you are in the world. And then there's climate change. And those four things are pretty much ubiquitous across the world's oceans. And there are other local things as well. But those four things pop up every place. And they affect virtually every species in the ocean in ways that we can see and record and show people sometimes. And other times we haven't been able to actually show people yet.
Nature is titanically powerful. It's more powerful than anything we could possibly do. I mean, the reality of life on Earth is that there have been enormous mass extinction events over and over with far greater impact than we could ever manage as a species. And life bounces back eventually over the long term, over millions of years. So,
and you know, you're walking a line between, you know, saying, oh, the oceans will be fine, but then the next thing out of your mouth is, in 5 million years. We are interested in the ocean being fine over the next 100 years or 1,000 years because we get so much from it. And one of the ways that we've been trying to do that, and Tony's been really superb at this, is turning the debate around and saying, okay, yes, overfishing is a problem. For who? It's a problem for fishermen. And we begin with the lens on that problem to fishermen who really don't have much, you know, economic resilience to deal with it. And then we back into the problem for the rest of the ocean. Usually it's done the opposite. You talk about the problems for all the ecosystems, and then, by the way, it affects people. We really flip it around, and by flipping it around, I think we're trying to make the point that we rely on the ocean. Virtually the entire planet relies on the ocean. And if we all of a sudden had to stop relying on the ocean, our civilization really right now would use this huge, huge hit to it.